meeting with constant challenges, even hostility, good news stories concerning wildlife conservation can be thin on the ground at times. So the significance, after an absence of 250 years, of a successful breeding osprey pair in the Norfolk Broads cannot be understated. For the fledging of two osprey chicks at Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Ranworth Broad Reserve has brought joy and, importantly, hope to so many of us. The re-establishment of this iconic and majestic fish-eating bird to the UK has been one of the great environmental success stories of our age. The osprey's story is fascinating. It has involved pioneers of conservation, helped forge modern attitudes to wildlife, and in many ways has typified the highs and lows of rebuilding our natural world. The osprey is unlike any other bird of prey, having chocolate brown wings and a creamy white belly and legs. Its head is also white, with a noticeable brown mask extending through the eyes. As with many birds of prey, known as raptors, the female is larger than the male. Juvenile ospreys have buff-coloured tips to their feathers, giving them a rather scaly appearance. The osprey is probably one of the most widespread raptors in the world, being found from North America across the globe to Australia. Not surprisingly, it nests close to large bodies of water, although on migration it can turn up almost anywhere. European ospreys, despite our increasingly mild winters, migrate to sub-Saharan Africa in the autumn. Ospreys have been driven to extinction in England by 1840, and although increasingly rare, they continued to breed in Scotland until 1916. Along with the usual tales of persecution, it was the search for specimens for the taxidermist's glass case and egg collecting that finally sealed its sad fate. From then on, osprey were only very occasionally spotted in their old haunts. However, in 1956, excitement grew among local birdwatchers when a pair established a territory at Loch Garten in Speyside. These two now famous birds successfully raised two chicks in 1959. The theft of eggs in a preceding year prompted the then RSPB Scotland director, George Waterson, to instigate Operation Osprey. This involved watchtowers, round-the-clock volunteer guards, and barbed wire encircling the nest tree. This seems sadly ironic, as George Waterson spent the best part of the war as a prisoner of war. He met Peter Conder, in the eventual head of RSPB, in a German prisoner of war camp, and their passion for wild birds saw them through the very dark times. George Waterson's real genius was to go against the established view that the nest site should be kept secret. He invited and encouraged visitors. A large hide was constructed with telescopes and eventually cameras trained on the nests. The bird's progress made national news each year, and membership of the RSPB quadrupled. Despite these efforts and the public's enthusiasm, it wasn't until 1967 that a second pair of ospreys successfully bred. The attention Loch Garten's ospreys drew was not always welcome, for reminiscent of the recent Sycamore Gap incident, vandals in 1975 deliberately and for reasons known only to themselves felled the osprey tree. Despite the slow start for breeding ospreys and the occasional setback, their return did more than excite a growing number of bird watchers. After the restrictions and suppression of the war, the osprey's story, along with the return of avocets, reawakened the country to the joys of the natural world, and for many, the threats it now faced. Lochgarten had 14,000 people pass through the small wooden hide in the first year it was opened. Over 2.5 million have been there, although it sports a large visitor centre now and a gift shop. Although often seen stopping over on the Broads during migration, about a decade or so ago, individual birds started remaining for most of the summer. But there was little indication a pair would be in the same place at the same time. Thanks to local wildlife photographers, we've recently discovered that Ranworth's female bears a blue leg ring numbered 2H7. This indicates the bird fledged at 2002 at Belvoir Castle in Leicestershire. The pair were together last year, spending the summer getting to know one another. This year they arrived within days of each other, quite early in April. They obviously meant business this time, and they didn't disappoint. During August, the adults and their offspring have been spotted many times around the Broads. Let's hope they safely make their increasingly perilous journey to Africa and back, and we'll see them all next year.